In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and has come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. So after the wise men left, leaving gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, the wise ladies showed up, and they brought diapers and formula and casseroles. And they straightened up. I understand if you follow Facebook, you might have known that one, but I couldn't resist. So for those of you who weren't here before the service started, as you can tell, my voice is lacking at best. So lucky you, I have shortened the sermon a little bit. I'll save the rest of it for the next time Epiphany falls on a Sunday. That doesn't happen until 2030, I checked. So come on back in 2030 and you'll hear the whole thing. Anyway, it is the Feast of the Epiphany, January 6th, and when it falls on a Sunday, we always keep the Epiphany. It's also called the Manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, which is a little more bulky, but really expresses what it is that happened on this celebration. The Manifestation of Christ to the Gentiles, because these three wise men were indeed the first Gentiles to come and acknowledge and worship God in Christ. But, I wanted to go through some of the differences between the tradition and the biblical witness to be sure we're all on the same page. Things like, there is no translation of the Bible that says they were kings. They were always magi or wise men. And there is no translation of the Bible that said that there were three of them. There are three gifts, but we don't know how many. Little things like that, and there are a lot of them, but I'm not going to go into that because of this apparent laryngitis that I have. I want to get right to the heart of it, which is at the tail end of this reading, we get a line that I think is really important but also often lost, which is, they went home by a different road. Now, the way it's laid out in Matthew, it's really important that they went home by a different road because Herod had some tricks up his sleeve. And if you forget the story of the slaughter of the innocents, you can go and read that. That's farther on in Matthew's gospel. I'm not going to go into it because it's really disturbing. But it is that line that I think has metaphorical meaning to us. They came and they worshiped and they left by a different road. What do you think they said to their friends when they got home? Nice vacation. I don't know. I suspect they said that we went to worship this child born to be king of the Jews, as they described him, and we came home changed. We came home new people. And I think metaphorically, that's what I take from the came home by a different road. An encounter with Jesus changes us. puts us on a new road, a different road. It has happened countless millions of times in the time since Jesus, but there are some great, great stories. It's such in the Gospels. I mean, you start with the calling of various disciples. Matthew, you'll recall, was a tax collector. This is pretty much the most heinous job you could have if you were a Jew living in Israel. You were collecting money from Jews. You were probably taking a little extra so that you could keep some, and then you were passing it on to the Roman occupying army. But Jesus came and said, follow me. And he did. To me, that's going on a different road. He changed the road he was on. James and John, same thing. They were fishermen. Simon and Andrew, brothers, also fishermen. And you'll remember, they all were called. Jesus said, follow me. And they dropped their nets. They left everything and they followed. They went on a different road after they encountered Jesus. Paul was a big one. You remember the conversion of St. Paul traveling down the road to Damascus when a light from heaven appeared. And it was Jesus who said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Don't get lost on the Saul versus Paul. That's a translation thing from different languages. The important thing is that Jesus was talking to him. Paul had an encounter with Jesus, which, long story short, he became, of course, the most influential and amazing evangelist the world has seen, the one the early church needed. He literally took a different road. There are plenty of lesser characters throughout the Gospels who were changed by their encounter with Jesus. A lot of them had to do with healings. The Gerasene demoniac, who had the demons expelled from him by Jesus, and having spent his life bound and chained to keep him in one place, he was found afterwards sitting in regular clothes at Jesus' feet, because he had found a new way to be. Nicodemus, a Pharisee, went to see Jesus by the cover of night. And after talking with Jesus and taking in his teachings, he was put on another road. He ended up at the cross, the crucifixion, and he was one of the ones who helped bury Jesus. He was a Pharisee. He took a different road to the cross. The Samaritan woman at the well was heathen before her encounter with Jesus. She walked away confident in the coming Messiah. These are not unusual stories. They go on and on, countless times, but they all have something in common. They encountered Jesus and they went by a different road. They were changed. There are, again, countless stories from history, and there are some very, very important and impressive conversions. I won't go into them except to say that Constantine the Great, a Roman emperor, who was not a Christian, when he was converted, again, long story short, in 313, he held the Edict of Milan, signed the Edict of Milan, which made Christianity, I'll say, tolerable. They were still persecuted, but... And in 325, he called the First Council of Nicaea, which set forth the theology and understanding of God. These are conversions. These are people whose lives were changed by an encounter with Jesus Christ. And, of course, such conversions continue today. When a non-believer, I'll say, challenges me on the reality of God, the reality of Jesus Christ, I can't prove anything, they say. What I can say is that I have seen numerous lives transformed by a relationship with Jesus Christ. That is powerful. That is evident of something real, something true going on. People's lives are changed, and they get on a different road. We don't have the advantages of the characters in the Gospels. That is to say, we don't have the benefit of a direct physical connection with Jesus. But that doesn't mean we can't be changed by him. We encounter Jesus every week as we gather here with a community of faith to worship. Paul said that the church is the body of Christ. You all are the body of Christ. You encounter Jesus as you sit here. We come to the altar and we take the bread and the wine. Jesus said, "This is my body, this is my blood." You encounter Jesus every week in the Eucharist. So the question, of course, that I don't have to tell you because you all know it's coming, it begs itself, is which road are you going to take when you leave? Amen.